What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian, host of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. What's up? This is Rich Tabishian, and welcome to another episode of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. I want to thank you for joining me on today's episode. This episode will be related to your health and will be a continuation of the energy experiments discussion. So what we'll be talking about today are the energy experiment essentials. Okay, so the goal of these experiments is very simple. What you want to do is slowly wean yourself off foods and poor habits that are causing immediate and long-term harms to your body. So anything that's, you know, not serving you and anything that's taking away from your energy levels. So each day will consist of a very small change. So it'd be less of something hurting you or less energy draggers and more of energy boosters, something that's improving your life. So this means you'll introduce one thing or quantity while reducing and slowly reducing another. So this is a process of improving your well-being. And by going through each experiment, you're actually making slow progress towards improving your well-being. Each step you make is progress, which is the ultimate lifestyle improvement. So again, like we talked about earlier, it's not just like an overnight switch. It's a slow improvement every single day, consistently to an overall well-being. This will be the way to optimal well-being is a balanced life. Okay, having a balanced life. So what I mean by balanced life, so these experiments are not meant to be perfect, right? As you go through each experiment day by day, everybody's going to be different, by the way. Know that you will have days that you didn't meet that day completely, and that's all right. All I ask you to do is strive for moderation or for balance. So don't beat yourself up about it. Just remember to get back on track to a balanced life. And by striving for moderation and not perfection, remember, for you perfectionists out there, it's not about perfection. You can still have your candy, your cookies, or your cake just some of the time and not most of the time. What I'm referring to here as a balanced life is what I mean is to have 85% of energy boosters and 15% of energy draggers per day. So what I'm saying is, you can still eat the foods that you love and enjoy, but just don't eat most of your day, you know, consisting of that type of food. It's okay to have it a little bit, you know. So instead of having 3 slices of pizza, have 1. Instead of having, you know, two pieces of cake, have half of 1, right? So it's just about like having the moderation. And this might be hard for some people too. You know, some people might have to do the whole, you know, all or nothing kind of thing. And what I would suggest is that doesn't work for most people. So try this moderation approach and I guarantee you'll see some really good improvements. Energy draggers and energy boosters. So we've been talking about these concepts of draggers and boosters. And I want you to get in the mindset of, first of all, energy drinks, energy shots, and energy pills that are out there on the market, get them completely out of your mind. It's all junk, okay? The fact is those products are being marketed to you as quote-unquote energy drinks and are not long-term solutions. They work for you temporarily with a boost of sugar, caffeine, taurine, vitamins, but why rely on these? Have an apple, for God's sakes. you get some energy from that and some fiber as well. Or you can go for a walk. Okay, we'll be talking about the more in details about what I would consider real energy boosters. But the point is, you know, for those products that are out there on the market, get them out of your mind and just completely forget about them. So when you're feeling tired, you go to a gas station or a grocery store and you see, you know, clean energy or, you know, drink this energy product or energy shot, that's not the best approach, okay? Energy experiments are based on the concept of energy draggers and energy boosters. This is not a list of quote-unquote bad things or good things. Okay, remember not to think of your health as black and white like that, but instead progressing or towards progress. This is guidance to progress towards improved well-being in moderation. We know that too much of anything is not a great approach, and to ensure we have a life of moderation, too much here is describing things to watch out for that may be causing your energy levels to drag and become low. So as an alternative, if you decrease these draggers and introduce just enough boosters to slowly eliminate the draggers as best as you can, you will likely see an improved life. Again, at the extreme, too much boosters may not be the best decision, but aim to include just enough as best as you can. There is no secret formula to what I mean by too much or just enough. You will need to make your best judgment throughout each experiment and adjust accordingly to your body and how you're feeling. That way it's not completely cold turkey, right? And you can still have some of your ice cream, candy, breads, pastas, but just not too much of it. So I'm going to go ahead and just kind of list off some of the energy draggers and energy boosters. And it'll kind of help you understand, you know, the mindset of the, you know, the foods and the things that you might be doing that are dragging your energy versus the things that are, that could boost your energy or help you. So again, it's an 85 to 15% split. So 15% draggers, 85% boosters. That's the ideal balance and approach. So 15%, here we go, energy draggers. Too much of refined sugar is the first item here for an energy dragger. Second item for energy dragger, going through drive-thrus. Okay, so going through drive-thrus is another energy dragger. Too many grains is another energy dragger. Too much dairy. Now some of these will differ depending on, you know, if you have, you know, let's just say you have lactose sensitivity or lactose intolerance. These may not be dragging your energy. Again, remember to experiment. So like grains, for example, doesn't affect everybody. Dairy doesn't affect everybody. So know who you are. Like, so for me personally, I know, you know, after going to the doctor, I know my body type and I know what affects me. So it's important to do that as well, to go to your doctor and identify, you know, what things are, you know, you're allergic to, specifically food allergies. And there are several tests that you can take as well. So I'd suggest that. So don't take this, you know, 100%, because this may not affect you. If it is dragging your energy, then make sure to incorporate this into your lifestyle. Okay. Energy draggers, processed foods. Now that'll affect everybody, right? I know for a fact that refined sugar, drive-thrus, and processed foods affect everybody. When you do those things or have those things, it really affects your chemical composition, your body, and it makes you feel sluggish for the most part. Okay. Too much salt, sodium, right? Too much meaning like, you know, exceeding the daily amount, which I can't remember exactly how much it is. I think it's 2,500 milligrams per day, but look up the values. Even those like FDA rules are sometimes not that accurate. What I would suggest is reduce the amount of salt that you're consuming. And I would even cut the FDA requirements in half, or whatever, you know, the body of knowledge is out there. Cut it in half and experiment with it and see how much and see how you feel. Okay. Another thing, mindless eating is an energy dragger. So what I mean by that is like sitting in front of a TV and eating, or, you know, not paying attention and not sitting at a table and like really trying to taste the food. Energy dragger. So caffeine, interestingly enough, in my opinion, is a dragger. So it gives you that temporary boost, you know, like you drink a cup of coffee or tea or something, it gives you that boost immediately. But I think over time you start to become addicted to it, and then What I found was I would be drinking, and I'll go deeper into this, but what I found myself was doing was drinking a cup, and then I would be like, oh, I need another one. Oh, I need another one. And then eventually I was drinking like 4 or 5 cups a day, which got really out of hand. Draggers, large portions, another dragger, sitting too much sedentary, right? Sitting too much, and distractions. Okay, so those are your energy draggers. Energy boosters, just enough fat, just enough groceries and cooking. Okay, eating at home basically. Just enough vegetables, fruits, fresh and whole foods, spices, mindfulness, water, quality portions, being active and moving, and then quality sleep. So we'll be talking more about those in depth, but those were, so just to kind of summarize here, we talked a little bit about the experiment essentials, what you'll be doing. I'm going to continue with this episode on, in another episode, talk about the pre-experiments, how they work, and what to do from a tactical perspective. But that will give you kind of an idea of what the draggers and the boosters are, and you'll be able to see, you can kind of understand now, the balance between what we're trying to accomplish and how these experiments can help improve your well-being, and most importantly, your energy levels. So thank you guys for joining me today. If you want to reach out to me on Instagram, I answer all my DMs at YoRichieRich and at Beach Property Guy. Thank you guys, and have a great day. Thank you for joining me on this episode of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. Remember to subscribe, leave a review, and I answer all my direct messages on Instagram at YoRichieRich and at Beach Property Guy. Take care.